T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's head down to the Troy Laser Hotline now and join Trevor Daly of the Red Wings, who joins us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Trevor, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Welcome to Detroit.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Now, first of all, I wanted to understand why you would, and this isn't negative, but, you know,
there's
a lot of teams out there, but, you know, we're rebuilding here. Why would, coming off two straight Stanley Cups, do you want to go to a team that's rebuilding?
Well, you know, I don't really think rebuilding is the right word to use. And if it is, it's not, you know, just because you're in a rebuild doesn't mean you can't win if that's what the way that they're going. But, you know, Detroit just made a lot of sense. I like the, you know, the talks I had with Kenny. I thought that it was a good fit for me and my family. And, you know, Detroit's, you know, up and coming. The city is amazing. The new building, you know, the group that's in that locker room is a real good group. I've been told and you know, by talking to some guys that have been in that locker room and guys that are in that locker room, you know, have nothing but great things to say about it. So, you know, after, you know, thinking about it and, you know, looking for the best fit for myself and my family, then Detroit was a no-brainer for me.
You grew up in Toronto. I mean, you obviously have played in the league for a while now. I'm wondering, does the whole original six thing really matter to an NHL player anymore? I would imagine, obviously, it's about the finances and about winning, but is there any cachet for you to play for the Detroit Red Wings, or at this point in time, is it kind of the same as playing for the Pittsburgh Penguins or the Dallas Stars? I mean, is there anything notable to you to play for an original six team?
I would say yes, in a way. You know, it's obviously pretty cool when you're a hockey player. You know, when you give as much to the game as we do, you know, it's pretty cool to play for a team that, you know, like Detroit, or, you know, like Toronto, or, you know, like Montreal. Those are, you know, obviously amazing franchises. So when you could, you know, when you're given the opportunity, I think you gotta, you know, appreciate, you know, the history and what Detroit has done in this game today. It's pretty cool, definitely.
I watched a little feature on you last week when the Red Wings acquired you, and I noticed that when the Penguins won their first of their two Stanley Cups this time around, Sidney Crosby gave you the cup as the next person after he got it from Gary Bettman. Now, I'm sure you know the love for Sidney Crosby in this town does not exist. People can't stand him here. What is it about Sidney Crosby that we don't get, where we call him Cindy and he's a whining crybaby? What don't we get about Sidney Crosby?
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to put my foot in my mouth here. You put me in one there. He's amazing. He's the crazy thing about that guy is he's definitely the best player in the game today, but he's even better a person. And, you know, as for me, getting to know him and playing against him, I that was the thing that kind of struck me the most with Sid, was that how kind and how willing and how given and how just, you know, a guy that, you know, has his abilities and his credit to the game and can do whatever he wants, how humble he is about it is pretty cool. So, you know, I could understand as fans that, you know, people wouldn't like him, but when you get to know him and you're around him every day, and just if you're a stranger that walks up to that guy and meets him, it's amazing how that guy carries himself. So I think the Detroit fans, when we play against them, should definitely keep heckling them and giving them a hard time, for sure. So don't stop that. But definitely he is an amazing person. So I have nothing. I wish I could have some bad things to say about that guy, but hopefully hopefully I'll get to rub him out a couple times when we play against him. That's about all I could. The badness I could talk to about that guy.
We're talking to Trevor Daly of the Red Wings here on the Troy Laser Hotline. Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Obviously, you've been in the Eastern Conference the last couple of years against the Red Wings. You were in the West when the Red Wings were in the West, so you know the team a little bit. What do you know about the defensive, kind of the core guys who are here? Cronwall, I'm guessing you have a lot to, you know, more, maybe less about the younger guys, but what do you think of the guys you're joining back on the blue line?
Yeah, no, a great group. I think, you know, we're well-balanced. I think in order to win in today's game, you know, I'll go back to you talk about a rebuild. There's so much parity in the game today, the way it is. You know, anybody can win on any given night, and you got 82 games to give yourself a chance. And once you get in, who knows what could happen? You know what I mean? So I feel, you know, depth is a big part of going a long way, because there's injuries, and I know Detroit dealt with a lot of injuries last year. So you know, you need, when injuries happen, you need guys to come in and fill spots and get the job done, and depth is a huge part of that. And I think our decor is filled with a ton of depth.
Trevor Daly joins us. I wanted to ask you one final thing. You are the third black player to play for the Red Wings. Tony McKegney and then Nathan Robinson played four games in like 2004. This is a very black city. Do you have any feel any responsibility to, you know, carry on the tradition that is the Detroit Red Wings in the black community?
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, if I could influence you know, not just a black kid, but any ethnicity of I think the game's for everybody, and everybody can enjoy it. So if I can influence anybody to play this game, black, white, orange, brown, who cares what it is, what you are, I think as a parent, as a hockey player, in the role that I'm in, if I could help somebody play hockey, then I'm definitely going to do it.
Trevor, good talking to you. Thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you when a training camp opens in, what, like 2 weeks or something like that?
It's coming soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. Trevor Daly of the Red Wings joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.